It's Friday, and I, Sir Ralph Stanza, the poetic gunslinger the authorities would love to run out of town, am back on the street. In the past few weeks, I've been accused of everything from undermining workers' morale to plagiarism. And finally, last week, when in residence at the social club, I faced the full force of a police raid.
Light it up, mate.
Thank you very much. My Panama has become such a beacon of light now to the Salford people. A latter-day hammer and sickle or black power salute. How fitting that today, in the people's honour, I present the trump card of my residency so far. My literary lunch at the Salford Munchbox Cafeteria. Half an hour later, and I'm here with Elaine, the manageress of the Salford Munchbox, finalising the menu for the lunch. So I think just one back rasher and one streaky per guest should be ample.
Eggs. Fried or scrambled?
What would a Salfordian choose?
Fried.
Fried it is.
Mushrooms?
No, not very Salford.
OK. Beans?
Yes. Oh, wait a minute.
What sort?
Just thinking about flatulence during my speech. It's not funny. I tell you, one of the VIP guests, Councillor Dennis Moorhead, will need no second invitation. He'll probably come armed with his lighter. Now, drinks. Wine for the top table. The rest can just drink the cans.
OK. Fried bread?
Oh, better just check who this is. Oh, it's my agent. Hi, Daniela. How are you? Splendid. Oh, really? A residency in Tibet. Would you be keen on me doing that? Very keen. Right.
Fried bread?
Sorry, Daniela. Yes, one slice per head. Anyway, have we still not heard back from the South Bank show? Daniela? Oh, you've gone funny. Blast.
Black pudding?
What?
Should we give him black pudding?
Black pudding? Are we still allowed to call it that? Now, less than half an hour to go here at the Munchbox, and the atmosphere is building up.
Excuse me, can you not eat the bread yet, please? That's all the bread for that table, and it's to be served as an accompaniment to the meal.
Oh, don't be so tight, Ralphie, you mean old bugger!
Oh, God, no. How did this man ever get onto a cultural committee? Councillor Moorhead!
Hey.
Claudia! How's life at the Arts Board?
Awesome, thanks, Ralphie.
Especially when it means having lunch with Councillor Moorhead.
Hey, Claudia!
It's such a privilege for us all to enjoy your continuing support for the arts in Salford, Councillor.
Oh, is that what I'm doing here? And I thought I was here to chaperone the totty, like my favourite arts officer here.
Well, Ralphie, interesting location. It's a novel.
No, it's not. It's poetry.
Thanks, anyone?
Oh, yeah, I'll have a can, love. Do you fancy one, Claudia? A lager, that is.
No, I'll pace myself. Got a lot to get through.
Not to mention the poetry. No, she's right. A feast of poetry today, Ralphie. And you're just the hors d'oeuvre.
Sorry?
Aye. Later on, it's the main course.
What are you talking about, Councillor?
Carol Ann Duffy, did you say, Claudia?
Carol Ann Duffy?
At the Lowry, Salford's poetry event of the year, according to Claudia.
One of the poetry events of the year, I said tennis.
You've booked Carol Ann Duffy at the Lowry on the day of my literary lunch.
And isn't it exciting, Ralphie? I've booked her to provide a counterpoint to your earthy street star.
Claudia will sort you out a ticket, Ralphie, won't you, love?
No problem.
How kind, Claudia.
A part of the Salford Tapestry as the Broadwalk Library, the Langworthy Road, or the Lowry. If hip-hop, drum and bass and garage are the soundtrack to a modern Salford, then surely Sir Ralph is its screenplay. So please welcome Salford's very own poet laureate, Sir Ralph Stanza.
Thank you, Claudia, for that heartfelt introduction. And welcome to my literary lunch. Or should I say my literary all-day breakfast? Because today I've swept aside the usual fare for these occasions and instead brought you a bit of Salford. Real Salford. And how is lunch? Sitting a bit heavy on the system, is it? Like Salford, a deprived inner city area, a little unpalatable, the sort of food that in a moment might make you belch. Or fart, loudly, unexpectedly, unwelcomely, odorously. Nasty old Salford. And to the lady who inquired earlier, no, madam, I can't guarantee that the eggs that you've just half-eaten were laid by hens allowed to roam freely and live in harmony as a homogeneous natural grouping, just as I can't tell you that the people of Ortsall are allowed to roam freely and live in harmony as a homogeneous natural grouping. Ever thought of asking the people of Ortsall if they're free range? To paraphrase Ralph McTell, let me take you by the hand and lead you down the Langworthy Road. I will show you something that'll make you a little less concerned about where your eggs came from this morning. Free range. I mean, that really is the cut of some people's radicalism in the 21st century, isn't it? Lebensraum for chickens. The people of Ortsall can go to the devil, or the bookmakers in no particular order, but please, please, save the hen. Well, I want to bring the people of Ortsall poetry. And when I was invited by the local arts officer to be your poet in residence, I was thrilled. I was to be a powerful, lone, unique voice. Not that lone and not that unique, it seems, because tonight, ladies and gentlemen, at the Lowry, you can see laureate nominee Carol Ann Duffy. Yesterday, Salford is awash with poets. Later on, no doubt, it's Seamus Heaney in the Laundrette, Simon Armitage at the Chinese, and then Andrew Motion at the 63 bus stop. But do you want to know the difference? I might actually board a 63 bus. Whereas, after their gigs, no doubt, they'll be jumping into their taxis and speeding out of Salford as fast as their iambic pentameters can carry them. Oh, and by the way, no need to scribble any notes today because you can read the text of this speech in full by visiting my website at www.standsalone.net/Salford and then just click on the little picture of me holding a bacon sandwich. Now, it's clear that the second chapter of my residency has had, if it's possible to imagine, an even greater impact than the first. It's now early evening, and here at the Lowry box office, it seems, my humiliation is almost complete. There is no ticket in the name of Sir Ralph Stanza. Still, the house manager was very helpful. He said I could queue for returns. Oh, just a minute, there's Claudia. Claudia!
Oh, sorry, Ralphie. Didn't see you there.
Claudia, they say you haven't done me a comp.
Oh, sorry. Let me just sort it.
Centre stalls would be great. Oh, hang on there. Carol Ann? Carol Ann? Over here?
Hello.
So good to see you here.
Thank you. You here for the poetry?
I can't think why else I'd be here, Carol Ann.
Hi, Carol Ann.
Hi, Claudia. Good to see you again.
You too. I'm so glad you could do this. It's such a coup for Salford.
No, it's great to be doing it. It's brilliant that it's sold out.
Yes, I'm so pleased you've been able to build on my successes here.
Sorry?
It's a great feeling to know that I've paved the way for other poets here in Salford.
Sorry, should I know you?